League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot. Callie, you grab that side. I'll grab this side and we'll stretch this dollar. Are you ready?
I am.
Excellent. Welcome to Money Savage Further. This is George Grombacher. Our guest today is Callie Geldes. She is the Director of Marketing at NAV, Inc., a company changing the way business owners secure lending. I'm excited to have you on. Callie, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I'm a credit nerd. That's the basics. I'm the person, you know, the more you learn about credit and money, the more you find that people in your own life are experiencing problems and they're not great talking about it. You can't tell at the surface level. Some of my most accomplished, high earning friends are the ones that, you know, send me an email. I have $40,000 in credit card debt. Help me. I'm a credit nerd on personal credit, but through my work with NAV, I'm really a credit nerd on business credit as well. It's an area in the credit space that's really not talked about often. And business owners, small business owners, make up over 99% of our economy.
Right.
So it's a huge problem in the United States, access to credit and capital for small business owners. At NAV, we really try to focus on taking the black box that a lot of the business credit and lending data sits behind and shining some light in there, creating transparency. So business owners can of any industry type, time in business, can come sign up for NAV.com totally for free and see their business credit data. And then we combine it with education and advice to help them make the right lending decisions for their business. We really have a goal of connecting lenders and business owners in a way where there's more transparency, more understanding of the data that matters that goes into the lending decision for the business owner, so they can make the right choice for their business with education and knowledge up front so they don't get bamboozled.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure there's lots of opportunities to get bamboozled because it's a big world out there. So if you could just break down sort of the similarities, differences between personal credit and business credit.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of differences. Similarities. So there's three major business credit bureaus, just like there are three major personal credit bureaus. There's some overlap, but not a lot, right? So in the personal credit space, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax are those big three that you hear talked about all the time. In the business credit space, there's Dun & Bradstreet, which is one you may have never heard of, even though it's the oldest credit reporting agency in the United States. They've had, I believe it's two former U.S. presidents have worked for Dun & Bradstreet at one point.
Wow.
It's super interesting. The other two major business credit bureaus, so you get Dun & Bradstreet and then Equifax and Experian. But they're regulated entirely differently. The data consistency across the bureaus are very different in the business credit space versus the personal space. And there's not a lot of the laws and the regulations that give consumers free access to their personal credit data are not applicable to business owners and the business credit agencies. So there, for example, you're not entitled to a free annual credit report, your business credit report once a year, right? Like you are in the consumer credit space. So
okay.
There's a lot of lack of transparency that NAV is trying to take all of that data and give it to business owners for free so that they have a better sense of what actually goes into the approvals and the rejections. Unfortunately, there's a lot of rejections when they're applying for business financing. And then there's a lot of question marks because lenders in the business financing space don't have to follow a lot of the same regulations around explaining to the borrower, to the applicant, why they were rejected. And so we're trying to change that by giving more business owners upfront information and knowledge, but there's still the misconceptions persist. We try to break down that knowledge gap and really inform our customers and all business owners through our work with SCORE and the small business development centers around the country about what those differences are, because we think that education and knowledge is power for the business owner.
Yeah, well, I think that that's 100% true, and probably true in so many different aspects of life. What are some of those big misconceptions? Just that personal and business credit are the same?
Yeah, a lot of the misconceptions lie around personal and business credit being the same. The factors, I think that in the consumer credit space, there's a lot of great knowledge that's come about and been given to consumers in the past decade or so about what matters, what goes into a consumer credit score. And so a lot more consumers now understand what actually is behind those three numbers. It's, you know, credit utilization. It's how much you put on your credit cards every month. And if you're carrying a balance, right, it's your payment history. It's the age of your credit history. There's so many inquiries. There's so many different, there's so much knowledge around generally what goes into a consumer credit score. And a lot of the credit scores are relatively similar, right? But in the consumer space, in the business space, they're entirely different ranges and scales. A really good example is the Dun & Bradstreet Paydex, which is one of the most used business credit scores. Is really based almost entirely on trade lines and payment history. There's not inquiry information included. There's not utilization information included. It's really about, are you paying your bills on time? And specifically, how on time are you paying them? I like to give the example of, a lot of people think a perfect credit score is you pay every bill in the consumer space, you pay every bill on time as expected, and you have no negatives on your history, then you can get a perfect credit score. That's not exactly true, but in the business credit space, you actually have to pay to get a C&B Paydex score above 80 on that 1 through 100 scale. You have to actually pay your bills ahead of time. Oh. And if you want to have that close to that perfect 100, you have to pay those bills way ahead of time. And so that's something that is very different in the space. And so even the good behaviors that a lot of business owners know from the consumer credit space either don't apply or they apply kind of differently in the business credit space. So really, we're trying to really, again, like, educate people around how these credit scores work, because the bottom line is your Paydex is what is used to get your product into Target or a major retailer in the United States, for example. And that matters to a small business. That means they're not getting the opportunities that they need to grow their business. And so when we see that gap, we try to solve for it by really leading with, here's the credit scores that matter. Here's how to help understand what goes into them. And the best way to do that is by giving access to those scores to the normal average business owner.
Got it. I think that makes sense. And the term is Paydex. How do you spell that?
Paydex. Capital P, capital A, capital Y, capital D, capital E, capital X.
Got it. Okay.
It's one of the great trademark terms.
Oh, fair enough. Got it. So, I think that everybody would certainly think and agree that having a high credit score is good, and that's something you want to aspire to.
Yeah.
Who should be doing this? Is this a business owner that's just getting started, or
all of them? The thing about business credit is your time in business matters, your revenue matters to getting qualified for business financing. But it's never too early to start building business credit. And often it's not necessarily you have to go out of your way to do it. It's making smart decisions with the normal things that you're going to be doing when you start up a business, or things you're already doing as you run and manage your business, to make sure that it's making a smarter decision about which credit card do you get. A really good example of this is there are certain business credit cards that report to the major business credit bureaus. There are some business credit cards, and these are from major issuers, that report to none of the major business credit bureaus. There are some business credit report or credit cards that report to maybe only one or two of the major business credit bureaus. So right out the gate, a business owner can make a smarter decision. Instead of going for that business credit card with your local credit union, maybe that doesn't report, or with an issuer that doesn't report to all three of the major business credit bureaus, try to pick one that reports to all three. That's an easy way to, you're going to get a business credit card anyway. Go ahead and make it one that's going to help you build business credit. And so that when you get to the point in your business where you need an SBA loan or you need a term loan, they want to see that business credit report in the qualifying process. And if you have a great personal credit history, but you are a total credit ghost on the business credit side, that can be really concerning for a lender because there's just such a lack of data around business owners and the business itself that lenders get a little bit nervous around lending to businesses. They're already a riskier bet than consumers in a lot of ways. So they try to get more data. And part of that is making sure that your personal credit and your business credit as a business owner is in really good shape. And it's a tough lesson to learn because when you are wearing a million hats, especially when you're just starting out for your business, the last thing you want to do is have to manage another credit score.
Sure.
I think we all can relate to that. You already have a number of things. You're trying to figure out your product. You're trying to manage your expenses on a daily basis. It sometimes can be the lowest priority on your list, but it really is one of those lessons that if you start early and you make a few smart decisions early on in the life of your business, it can pay dividends and result in saving you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest costs when you get to the point where you need a $500,000 SBA loan. And it can mean the difference between qualifying for that or having to get a line of credit with a 20% APR on it for your business instead. That's a margin for a business owner, and for a business owner especially, that's profit. That's money in their pocket that they could have had.
Yeah, for sure. And so I assume that on your site or part of the service that you offer is letting people know, hey, these credit cards report and these credit cards don't.
We do. We actually have quite a few e-guides and educational materials as well that walk through all of that. We work with most of the major business credit card issuers in the country. And we're also constantly updating. We have a proprietary algorithm called Match Factor that NAB uses because we sit on all of your personal credit data and your business credit data. And we use that to create a score basically for all the credit card offers in our marketplace, as well as all the financing offers based off the qualifiers we know from the lenders, so that you can get advice at a very high level about which cards or financing offers are the right choice for you based on the data that we already know about you. And often that card may be a great fit. Maybe if you do all your banking with Wells Fargo, but they don't report to all the bureaus. So you might want to make a different decision there that can help in the long term. And really, we try to empower the business owner with as much education around the offers themselves and create transparency there so they can make the best choice for them.
Got it. So the idea is to, I guess, wave a flag and say, hey, my business exists and I need to start showing up on these to these three credit bureaus. So is that logical first step simply opening a business credit card and making sure that it is a business credit card that reports?
A business credit card is a great first step. We actually just recently added, so the vast majority of NAB customers use our free product. We don't collect a credit card. When you sign up, you can see your business credit data for free and get alerts and updates on those reports from Equifax, Experian, Anjan, and Bradstreet. We're the only place that a business owner can really see all three of those reports in one spot. But we also want to offer them options. We have paid plans. So if you want to get full reports that the lender would see, for example, we also have paid plans where you can, on a monthly basis, pay us a certain amount. And one of our plans that we actually just launched roughly around mid-September is a plan called Business Boost. What's kind of cool about that is a lot of our business owners say they struggle to build trade lines specifically. Either they don't have a good relationship with a vendor, or a vendor they already work with doesn't report their payments to any of the major business bureaus. So what we've added is a feature where NAB is actually reporting to all three of the major business bureaus our customers' payments to us. So part of the value add here is that business owners pay their NAB account. They get all full reports and scores from all three of the major bureaus. They get full personal credit reports and scores as well from Experian and TransUnion. They also get identity theft monitoring, a number of other services, but they also get that monthly payment reported to the bureau so they can start building a solid business credit history or improving a business credit history with all three of the major bureaus.
Got it. Nice. All right. So a couple questions. Well, I guess perfect scenario. You have somebody who's launched their business. They've opened up some credit cards. They have revenue coming in. Now they're looking to secure more lines of funding. What would be the ideal next steps for them?
So the next steps would be determining how much you need, right? So there's a lot of different – business owners need cash for a lot of different reasons. One of the top ones is just cash flow. So you're an ice cream truck. It's out here in Utah where NAB is based. It started to get a little cold out there. There was frost on my front yard this morning. So that ice cream truck is not going to be bringing in the same amount of revenue in October that they were in July. I can tell you it's a hot July in Utah. So they might need a business financing type like a line of credit, something that they know they can access when they need it throughout the year to help with some of those cash flow problems when stuff isn't when money isn't coming in as quickly as it's going out. But then there's also business owners who face problems like their pizza oven breaks. Well, you can't sell a lot of pizzas if you don't have a working pizza oven. Pizza ovens are quite expensive, though, right? So where are you going to get $10,000? And you need it now. You need it yesterday, right? So those types of business owners may be looking for a very different kind of financing type because they need faster money and they need a set amount that they want to pay over time. So there's over 44 different kinds of business financing options. Your podcast would be, 3 hours long if I went into the nitty-gritty on every single one of them. But we like to say that, business owners almost universally need a few credit and financing tools at their disposal. They're most likely going to need a business credit card of some sort. They're most likely going to need a business line of credit. There's lots of different and really great lenders and options in that space specifically, mostly because it's a backup plan. If you're a business owner and business is going great, it's a good time to get a line of credit. It's almost like an insurance policy. You have that cash and you can access it when you need it. But maybe you don't have an expansion plan and you don't need that money right now. And there's even some types of business financing that have much higher interest rates, but make sense. The dollars and the numbers make sense for a business owner. A really great example of this is a merchant cash advance. They have extremely high interest rates and APRs. But if you're that pizza shop owner, right, and your oven breaks, you're willing to take a hit on your future revenue, the future income you're going to be getting from your sales, in order to get that $10,000 right now, because in the long run, it's going to eat into your profit margin over the next few months until you get it fully paid off, but you're still in business, right? We don't want the decision about financing to be life or death for a business owner. We don't think that that's good just in a macroeconomic sense, right? So we don't want businesses going out of business and dying off because they couldn't get the money where they needed it and when they needed it. Unfortunately, business owners often come to that fork in the road and they have to make bad choices. We want to at least empower them with the advice and knowledge on, is an MCA or a merchant cash advance your best option? You might actually be able to get a term loan and you might be able to get it deposited within 24 or 48 hours and not cause that hiccup to your business. So we want to give them the knowledge and work with the lenders who are really helping to solve those problems for all of the unique business owner customers that we serve.
Love it. And this is all information and kind of a step-by-step, or you talked about all the different resources you have on the site. Tell us where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So NAB.com is the place to find us. We actually, for business owners who are interested, NAB.com/podcast has a great page featuring our business financing and credit expert Jerry Detweiler. I said I was a credit nerd. She's like a credit nerd on steroids. She loves the stuff.
She's a Money Savage alumni.
Yes, she's fantastic. Jerry does a lot of podcasts as well. We set up that podcast page, and if you go on there and you actually use the promo code podcast, you can get a free month of that business boost plan that I chatted about. Nice. As well as access to a number of our e-guides, hit us up on social media too. We share information and education on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We're all over the place. Pinterest is new for us. We just launched there. We're at NAVSMB on all of those platforms, and we love educating our customers and non-customers, just business owners, around these topics because we feel they're super important to making sure that we're building a really healthy economy and helping support these really brave business owners because it's not easy to start a business, and we're just trying to make it just that much easier.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kelly your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to nav.com and also go to nav.com/podcast. Listen to some of the stuff with Jerry because she is awesome. And follow him on social media. Get a hold of the e-guides and start building business credit. Thanks again, Kelly.
Thanks so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there!
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.